Chapter 12. Milady is put on trial. The four friends spent the night at the nearest inn. The next morning, D'Artagnan was pale and silent. His face was wet with crying.
"D'Artagnan, be strong," said Athos. "You mustn't cry, but take revenge."
At that moment, a man arrived who only D'Artagnan recognized. It was Lord de Winter.
"I came as soon as I heard that Milady had escaped from England. The Duke of Buckingham is dead, and I know that she's guilty," he said.
"The Duke has been murdered?"
cried the four musketeers.
"Yes, I went to the convent to look for her, and I learned the terrible news about Madame Bonacieux," he said.
"The woman that has murdered these people must be punished. I'll go after her, because she's my sister-in-law."
"And she's my wife," said Athos.
Porthos, Aramis, and Lord de Winter all stared at him, hardly able to believe it.
"D'Artagnan, do you have the paper which fell out of that man's hat?" said Athos.
"Of course," said D'Artagnan, remembering the note. "It said, Armentières, in Milady's handwriting."
"Wait for me here," said Athos, as he took the note and turned away.
First, he ordered their four servants to ride to Armentières immediately. He told them to each travel by a different road and search for Milady. Then Athos also left the inn. When he returned that afternoon, there was a stranger with him. The man was tall and wore a long red cloak and a mask. The others looked at each other but said nothing, trusting Athos. The six men then got their horses ready and rode to Armentières. Planchet was waiting at the only inn.
"We found her," he said. "She stayed here last night, and when she left this morning, the other servants followed her. I'll show you the way."
Planchet led the six men down a dark track along the river towards a little house, which the three musketeers' servants were watching. Athos jumped off his horse and went quietly up to the window. Inside, he could see a woman in a dark cloak sitting near the fire. Her head was in her hands, but he knew that it was Milady. At that moment, one of the horses made a noise, and Milady looked up. She saw Athos at the window and screamed. Athos quickly broke the window and climbed into the room as Milady ran to the door. But when she opened it, D'Artagnan was outside, holding a pistol. She gave another cry and stepped back into the room. Athos called out to D'Artagnan,
"Put that pistol away. This woman must be put on trial, not murdered. Come in, the rest of you."
D'Artagnan obeyed, and the other four men followed him into the room. When Milady saw Lord de Winter, she gave another cry.
"What do you want, all of you?" she whispered.
"We want Anne de Breuil, who took the name the Comtesse de la Fère, and then Milady de Winter," said Athos.
"Why do you want me?"
said Milady, shaking.
"We want to put you on trial for your crimes," said Athos. "If you can, prove that you're not guilty. Monsieur D'Artagnan, what do you accuse this woman of?"
D'Artagnan stepped forward.
"Before God and men," he said, "I accuse this woman of poisoning and murdering Constance Bonacieux. I also accuse her of trying to poison me with wine which she pretended came from my friends. Another man died instead. Lastly, I accuse this woman of ordering me to murder the Comte de Vardes."
Then Lord de Winter stepped forward. Before God and men, I accuse this woman of ordering the murder of the Duke of Buckingham, he said. In England, I trusted a man to keep this woman prisoner, but she tricked him and ordered him to murder the Duke. And now this man, John Felton, will be put on trial and die for her crime. I also accuse her of murdering my brother, her husband. Last year, he died suddenly of a strange illness, and I know that she killed him. Athos now stepped forward, staring at Milady. I married this woman when she was 16 and gave her everything that I had. Then, one day, I discovered that she was branded, marked with a fleur-de-lis on her left shoulder.
No one can prove that I was guilty, cried Milady. No one can find the man who branded me.
At this, the man in the red cloak walked slowly up to her and took off his mask. His face was pale, and he had thick black hair and a beard. Milady moved back against the wall, shocked and frightened.
No, no, it can't be! It's a ghost! Help!
She screamed.
I am no ghost. I know that you recognize me, said the man. I'm the executioner of Lille. I knew this woman when she was a girl at the convent of Templemar. She made a young priest fall in love with her and wanted him to run away with her. But they needed money, so the priest stole a silver plate from the church and sold it. Just as they were leaving, they were both caught and arrested. A week later, this woman managed to escape. I had to brand the young priest, and he was given 10 years in prison. This priest was my brother. I wanted this woman to be punished too. So I went after her, found her, and branded her too. The day after I returned to Lille, my brother escaped from prison and went to join her. I was accused of helping him and was sent to prison, but my brother didn't know this. He became the priest of a small town and pretended that this woman was his sister. There, a rich man fell in love with her and wanted to marry her. So she left my brother and became the wife of the Comte de la Fère.
Porthos and Aramis looked at Athos, knowing that this was his real name.
My brother couldn't bear it, continued the man. He returned to Lille to be arrested, and he killed himself in prison.
The men in the room were silent. Then Athos spoke. We find this woman guilty of these crimes, he said. Gentlemen, how should she be punished? One by one, D'Artagnan, Lord de Winter, Porthos, and Aramis all said death. Milady screamed and fell to her knees. The executioner took hold of her hair and pulled her up. Knowing that she could not escape, she turned and walked with him out of the house. The five other men followed. The executioner led her towards the river, and when they reached it, he tied up her hands and feet. Suddenly, she cried out,
"Murderers! 6 of you killing one woman!"
"You're a devil, not a woman," said Athos, "and you've been put on trial and found guilty." "When an executioner kills, it's not murder," said the man in the red cloak, his hand on his sword.
Then he put his mask back on and pulled her towards the boat.
"Stop!" she screamed. What are you going to do with me?
Her screams became so terrible that D'Artagnan put his hands over his ears. The executioner led Milady to the boat and got in after her. The five men watched the boat cross to the far side and the executioner and his prisoner get out. They saw Milady drop to her knees, her head bent. Then the executioner slowly raised his sword with both arms and let it fall.